During those days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they'll collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance." His disciples answered, "But where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them?" "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked. "Seven," they replied. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. When he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people, and they did so. They had a few small fish as well. He gave thanks for them also and told the disciples to distribute them. The people ate and were satisfied. Afterwards, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. About 4,000 were present. After he had sent them away, he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the region of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to question Jesus. To test him, they asked him for a sign from heaven. He sighed deeply and said, "Why does this generation ask for a sign? Truly I tell you, no sign will be given to it." Then he left them, got back into the boat, and crossed to the other side. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, except for 1 loaf they had with them in the boat. "Be careful," Jesus warned them. "Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod." They discussed this with one another and said, "It is because we have no bread." Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see and ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" 12, they replied. "And when I broke the 7 loaves for 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" They answered, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?"
Let's pray. Lord, as we open your word, we pray this morning that you will open our hearts to receive from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, according to my wife, this is what I'm like at home. She'll say to me, "I think you need a hearing test," and I'll say something, "Why do I need a hairy chest?" And quite often, I'm accused of not listening to what my wife tells me. Now, I've been married now for 38 years, so I've come to realize that the only adequate response is to say, "Yes, dear," and just suck it up and realize that I haven't listened, even though she tells me that she's been telling me things I don't know how many times. So do hear what is said, and are you used to hearing someone say to you, "I've told you all this already. Haven't you heard what I've had to say?" And I think the other thing that I want you to think about today is, do we listen and have we heard it before? We're aware of this idea of deja vu, that sometimes you think, "Oh, I've been here before. I've heard all this before, haven't I?" I'm friends with a retired headmaster, and he loves telling jokes. So every so often, I'll tell him a joke. And then a week later, he'll come up to me and say, "Have you heard the one about..." And I think, "I'm sure that's the one I told him last week." And I get a sort of certain sense of deja vu. But he has forgotten that I'm the person who's told him the story in the first place. And I think sometimes we can be a bit like that when we listen to the Bible. Do you get a sense of deja vu? Here we are in Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, and we're looking at a miracle where Jesus feeds 4,000 people using 7 loaves and a few fishes. And you think, well, wait a minute, doesn't this sound like something that we've already heard earlier in Mark's gospel? Haven't we already had something which is very similar? And then we realize that if we turn back just a few pages in Mark's gospel to Mark chapter 6, we read all about Jesus feeding 5,000 people with 2 fishes and 5 loaves. And we think, wait a minute, we've been here before. Why are we hearing the same thing over and over again? What is Jesus trying to say? So let's just have a quick look at the passage that we've had read to us, and let's pick out some of the important points that Jesus is making. First of all, notice in verse 2 that Jesus called his disciples and said, I have compassion on the people. Jesus loved all those people who'd followed him for days and days. In fact, again in verse 2, we read, they'd been following and listening to Jesus for 3 whole days, and they had nothing to eat. And the disciples typically wanted to shoo them off. Go away. Go and get something to eat somewhere else. But Jesus has compassion. And we learn in verses 5 to 7 that Jesus asks, how many loaves have we got? 7, they say. And he told the crowd to sit down, and he took the 7 loaves, and he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and everybody ate and had more than enough. And then when they were satisfied, they cleared up 7 baskets full of broken pieces that were left over. And we were told that there were 4,000 people who were fed on that occasion. And then having fed them, Jesus sent them away. What are we to make of all this? You see, I think this story operates on a number of different levels. First of all, we have the actual fact that Jesus feeds the crowd physically. He satisfies their hungers. He has compassion. And I wonder what you would have been like, how you would have felt if you were one of that 4,000 crowd who had been fed and Jesus sent you away. What would you be talking about for the next few days? How would you feel? One would have thought that you would have gone away and said, wow, I've met this fantastic man. He's fed this huge crowd with such a little amount of food. As Tom says, you're starting a new series today. You're learning a bit more about who Jesus is. And I wonder if you catch the excitement of finding out who Jesus really is. What do we hear? I feel sorry for the disciples. They're always a bit portrayed as being a bit thick in the Gospels. They really don't quite get it, do they? They stumble around in the dark. They accompany Jesus for nearly 3 years, and they still don't get it. They see all these wonderful things happening. He's fed 5,000 people. Now he's fed 4,000 people. And then we've read today that they still don't get who Jesus is, because he presents them with a loaf and says, oh, there's a loaf here. Do you not understand who I am? Do you not understand why I have come? And I can just imagine those disciples just scratching their heads and say, nope, I don't think we get it. And you know what? I think sometimes we are just like those disciples. We don't get it. Jesus might be speaking to us repeatedly, like you're experiencing the feeding of the 5,000, the feeding of the 4,000, and you think, well, God is in my ear. He's my earworm. God is speaking to me. But do we listen and do we understand? Have you been listening to God? Have you had that little earworm in your ear? Something that God may be telling you to do or to be or to undertake? Because all of us are called by God. God reaches out to us and communicates with us. The trouble is, for most of the time, we're not listening and we don't hear what God is saying to us. One way that we can listen to God is by opening his word, because everything that God wants to tell us is in his word. So, take away these little booklets. Have a time of opening them up and sharing God's word. And if you're excited about that, why aren't we telling other people? Why aren't we sharing the good news? Is God in your ear? You see, when the 4,000 were fed, Jesus sent them out. He didn't say, right, we're going to be a holy huddle. He sent them out into the world to share the good news that we've got. And that's our job as well as the people of God, to share the good news, not in some sort of crazy way, but in a natural way of saying, oh, I come to Sherford Community Church, you should come along. Coffee's good. You might even meet people who are just like you, who need to meet Jesus. So that's really quite an important thing. God is speaking. Are you listening? Do you really understand who Jesus is? And what impact does that make on the way that you live your life? Now, one thing to say to you is that when I open God's word, first and foremost, I'm preaching to myself. Because if I preach to myself and it rings true to me, then I hope it might ring true to you. Because I also need to have the courage to actually share Jesus with other people in my day-to-day life. I don't know if you come across this thing this time tomorrow. Have you come across that? Done it a couple of times. The idea is that it's all very well us gathering together as a church on a Sunday, but tomorrow morning at this time, at about 10:30, what will you be doing? Where will you be? Where will you be?
I'll be driving to Truro.
Driving to Truro, in the car. I feel really depressed now. In the gym. Where will you be tomorrow?
In the classroom.
In the classroom. Oh, bad luck. Half term's over, is it? Yes. Anybody else? Where have you been? Where will you be this time tomorrow? Changing nappies, by the looks of it.
Probably, yeah.
At your desk, wherever you will be tomorrow, will you be conscious that Jesus is there with you too? That is a thought, isn't that? That is a thought. Take God with you as you journey through the week. That's one of the reasons why we come to worship together, to actually get topped up, if you like, to realize that God is with us. So whether you're shopping, working, visiting somebody, ironing, walking the dog, exercising, watching the TV, on your computer, on social media, whatever you might be doing, remember this, God is speaking. Are you listening?